The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
106, the number. Other people are getting in touch about the upcoming referendums happening this Friday on International Women's Day. I'm going to get to some of your texts in a moment. But first, our reporter Bella Finn is with me in studio because it won't surprise anybody to hear me suggest that there is a certain amount of apathy and no small degree of confusion, one would suspect, when it comes to these referendums. So Bella's trying to be getting a sense of that, about the understanding people have of the ballot questions, if they'll vote and how they might vote. She's been asking people these questions around Grafton Street and the surrounding areas. Bella, you're welcome to studio and thanks a million for doing this for us. So what did you find?
Thanks very much. You know what, it was really interesting to be in a position where the public had more questions for me about the referendum than I actually had for them. So as you said, the consensus is total confusion regarding the wording changes, but also particularly the care amendment for the carers. With one man saying that he only just learned that there was a referendum recently through posters being put up around the city. So with that, you know, the question is, has there been a huge communication failure when it comes to this referendum?
The replacements, I think, is fine, but the impact of them, maybe not. So, like, the change from Endeavour to protect the woman's right to stay at home versus Strive. So the impact, what's the difference between that? That's probably the main thing. Why change the word if there's no difference? That was the main question I came out with.
Do you think there'll be a strong turnout?
No.
Definitely it'll be very small, I'd say.
I don't think it's on a lot of people's radars in terms of importance.
Probably yes, no. So yes to the family one and no to the care one. I think based on the likes of Leo Varadkar's comments a couple of days ago, I think it just leaves room for the state not to support carers, and I just don't think it's too open.
I have zero understanding of the referendum. So a few days ago I seen the word referendum on a lamppost somewhere, and that's the first sign to me. Now there's a communication breakdown between those running the referendum and those voting in it.
That's interesting, that lady in the middle, Bella, who suggests that she's going to vote yes, no. Kevin Doyle from The Independent was in with the afternoon update earlier. We were talking about this, and you know, he suggested that there is a kind of a nervousness in government circles that it will be a yes-no result. I don't think the Taoiseach will like the idea that his explanation is what led that woman to voting yes-no, given he's advocating yes-yes. What else did you find?
Yeah, so yes-no voters were steadfast in their decision to be yes-yes or no-no, but they couldn't really explain why they were inclined that way. And some were a little bit more honest than others and said that they know that the Friday deadline is coming and they have to make up their minds, but they were apprehensive to explain it. They couldn't explain it. And in some cases, it felt like they were trying to sound out and convince themselves of their opinion rather than tell me what their opinion was. And so then the question is, do people know what they are voting for?
Yes, I'm voting on Friday, yes. I'm voting yes in the family referendum so that families like mine, which have unmarried parents, are recognised the same in the Constitution as traditional, sort of quote-unquote traditional married families. Mm-hmm. Still not 100% on the care referendum. Still doing some reading and talking to people I know about sort of their lived experiences and what they think the impact's going to be on their lives, especially people with disabilities and people in situations with full-time carers and all that. But I'm going to make up my mind in the next day or so about that one. Oh, I think it's interesting how many people seem to have only started doing the reading and the research in the last few days, and I'm somewhat guilty of that too. The Electoral Commission did their best to share information. I think that maybe a lot of us just didn't start reading that information until the last couple of days. I think the turnout's going to be pretty bad anecdotally. A lot of people I know are going different parts of the country on Friday. They're not going to be in their constituency where they're registered, and no one seems to be making an active effort to be around to vote the way they would normally for a referendum. So my hopes for the turnout are not good. I think it's going to be the lowest turnout referendum in many years in this country.
The way in the Constitution it talks about the family system and like the role that women have in the family unit, I think there's a lot of people who don't really know what the vote is exactly about, and it's kind of, it's not very like clear cut like what you're voting yes and no for.
Do you know what you're voting for?
I am voting yes and yes.
I'm voting yes and yes.
Why?
Just stuff that I believe in. I think it would really help the support people like the unconventional families and women's role in the home and everything. I think a lot of people just don't really understand a lot about it and are just hearing stuff through other people instead of actually researching stuff themselves.
I don't really know. Probably yes. Well, I just feel like for the family one, the way that it has to be like a marriage and stuff, I think it should be changed.
What about the carers then?
Yeah, I'm not really sure about that one, to be honest. I'd have to look into it a bit more.
Taking mother's rights away from them? Not really at all. I don't think it's right anyway.
Which rights are being taken away from
them? Taking away mother's rights.
How are they taking them away?
Because they are taking mother's rights away. Letting yourself, I don't want to be rude, you know what I mean?
All right. He was a bit coy about his reasons there for voting no.
Most definitely. And it was very difficult to get no voters to speak to me. And that last voice brought me on a walk up College Green. I don't know if you could hear my feet clunking in the background because I was trying to keep up with them to get a straight answer, which I wasn't getting. But I mean, as you heard there, I mean, there isn't a whole lot of strong support to their reasons that they've given, other than the commitment that they know that they still have to make up their minds. But with that then, are people actually going to be turning up to vote? We heard one voice say there that people are not going back to their home counties to vote. And in a group of six people that I was up talking to, half of them weren't registered to vote for this referendum. So I asked them why.
I'm not registered to vote.
Do you think you'll register soon?
Yeah, I think. I just forgot to.
I'm not registered either. I tried to register, but the online thing was down for the past like month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I couldn't. I'd have to do it in person, and it was too late to do it in person.
And did you want to vote in this referendum?
Yeah.
What would you have voted?
I actually didn't look into it, but like if I had gotten registered, I would have looked into it. But now I probably say yes and yes.
I'm not registered to vote, so I won't be voting, unfortunately. It's just I missed out on registering. That was literally it.
Lots of people getting in touch. The whole idea, says one listener, that people don't know about the referendum is rubbish unless you live under a rock. It's been in TV, radio, papers, internet for months. Yeah, I suspect people who say they don't know, what they really mean is they don't care. I mean, it's out there if you want to find out. Somebody else says, this is a referendum for the woke. Durable relationships and women being taken out of the constitution. Shocking, says that listener.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.